You actually thrown it on the radio.
Let's go on
there. A little shout out from the guys that are on here earlier.
You're all good.
Okay. All right, so first, how are you guys feeling? How was that? How do you feel?
I feel like I've just gone through a tunnel on the train. Yeah. You come out. And it's sunshine.
Yeah.
Like it's like we were like just hanging in a. Oh, I've still got my earpiece.
I feel a bit.
It's like we were hanging in a sauna for like 45. Now we're out in the air conditioning, so it feels like
actually they were hanging in the sauna. I was like breakdancing in the sauna.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
The sauna.
I generated
something
the sauna.
Like that,
Did you? Have you guys ever played in front of a? You've played in front of bigger crowds. I'm assuming, or is
I mean, like it's hard to say because this was quite a compact venue. Like, so I mean, I'd say we have. Yeah. But I mean, like, not that it matters really.
I think when I walked in, there was like 70 people on his like thing. So
right.
That's pretty cool.
I think the most daunting thing was the fact that there was so much light. I'm not used to seeing everyone in the room.
Yeah.
That wigged me out
a
lot. So. Usually it's nice and dark. You see the first two rows or something, and then
whatever. You just imagine like masses and masses after that.
So it was weird.
If there's only two rows of people.
I stared at a lot of foreheads
because you don't want to look them in the eye. And
No, okay. It was so much fun.
It's good.
Yeah. Seriously,
That's your first time like playing though in America though. So
yeah, I mean we played at your radio station.
Oh
that
yeah,
was fun.
That counts.
So, I mean,
yeah.
I mean second time. Let's call it
okay.
The second time.
Yeah, second time. How is like I'm sure you guys have had a lot of meetings since like. Anything big, any signs?
Nothing we're allowed to talk about.
Oh, okay.
It's all confidential, unfortunately.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, if we told you,
we'd have to do it.
But all
Good
things, right?
Yeah.
things.
Yeah, that's
do you? How was it performing without your full band?
Well, it's like going to work with your underwear on.
Really?
Yeah. You don't have your full outfit. You don't have
I don't usually even wear underwear to work.
Okay.
So.
It's like going to work with your shorts on, but you have no underwear underneath.
Yeah.
Okay, so who are you guys missing? Which instruments?
We're missing another guitarist and a keyboard player. So, I mean, like, we're traditionally a three-piece, but, I mean, like, our sound's evolving and we need a few other instruments. So, I mean, we've got some mates that kind of jump in and help
us out. Right, so for your recordings, a lot of times you're having, like...
No, well, for our recordings, we do it all.
Okay.
And, like, our producer plays a bit of keys, so he has a lot of the keys ideas. And then I do the second guitars. Between Dave and I, we do the second guitars.
And I'll play all five drum kits.
Okay.
A lot of gong action.
Just gong, just the whole
cowbell.
Time.
Gong, triangle, cowbell, you name it, we've got it.
Shaker sometimes.
Wow, you guys, all sorts. Who's the main songwriter for you guys behind?
Unfortunately, me. Yeah.
Okay, that's why that sucks.
Is that the phone? That was a call, man.
No, it's all really, really good. So, you guys are working on a new EP that you're gonna release.
Basically, we're about to take over the world.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's an easy feat.
EP's pretty much finished.
So when is that coming out? Do you have a date?
We don't yet.
We don't know.
Okay.
It's hopefully this year. Mode,
yeah.
We're trying to get some support behind us before we release it.
Okay.
And would that be?
And how can the public help with that? Is there any?
Send us lots of money. Like,
is there pages?
I think there's like a web where you can just like literally mail cash. It's fine.
No, we don't want. No.
I'm kidding.
Best thing is first of all to follow our music.
Facebook,
Instagram.
Okay.
Chester Bricks.
Yeah.
But we will be releasing a single in the next few months.
Okay. Excited.
One from the EP. So.
Just get people amped about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And we're going to try and get some love on radio station back in Australia, Triple J. So we're hoping that everyone will review and rate the song when it comes out.
Perfect.
That's right. So
it's quite important. It's quite important to be proactive about it. Like, I mean, to like hear it and actually support it, not just say you like it.
Yeah,
I think it's
so true.
It's important to do the next step. Like it, follow it,
share
keep up to date with
it.
Download it. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Remember the spelling.
Yeah.
Someone forget the stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, well, any other things you guys want to add?
I was going to say just thanks for having us in the States. Like, it's been a wonderful time. You know, our manager, Janie, she's like showed us around a lot and she's been fantastic. And we're really blessed to be here.
Yeah, we cannot wait to come back. You know, it's been.
Do you guys anticipate anytime soon coming back?
I mean, like, we'd love to get back here as soon as possible. I mean, obviously, we want to go wherever.
We just want to play music. So if the music happens here, then we play
if
here.
If the vibe, like, this is a cheeky hint. If the vibe is better in America, we'll come to America.
Okay.
If not,
so we got to just bring you guys good vibes then.
Yeah. Exactly. Or Sweden or Japan or whatever it happens to be.
Okay.
All right.
Probably Denmark.
Jamaica.
Oh, no, of course, Jamaica.
Do you guys leave tomorrow?
We do.
Go to Nashville.
Oh, okay, that's an amazing place to be. You guys are going to love the music scene down there.
Absolutely, I hope so.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Thing.
Oh, yeah.
Macarac, Shack Attack, Chucker in the Ute.
And I'd like to say one more thing. We love our bread, we love our butter, but most of all, we love each other. I'm out.
I don't want to say anything, so...
Okay.